Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. This is the number one daily radio show for realtors looking for a no BS, authentic, real-time coaching experience. What's really working in today's market, how to generate more leads, make more money, and have more time for what you love in your life. And now your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. Today and tomorrow, we're presenting to you the 15 new success rules for this market. Now, why are these new rules? Because almost everything, especially as pertains to real estate lead generation, has dramatically changed. And by dramatically changed, I mean what you were doing yesterday, and quite literally yesterday, probably will not work, if not work at the same level today, tomorrow, and certainly 3 months, 6 months from now. Why? Because not just because of the commission sharing lawsuits, but also because really consumer expectations and competition, a lot of the things you guys were doing for a long period of time have really truly become oversaturated. But I'm going to share with you something else. And Julie, I don't know if I told you this, but I've been getting on average at least 3 to 5 people per day that are wanting to join eXp Realty with us. And the reason is, it's obvious, is that a lot of agents are looking for upgrades to not just their lead generation, but also to their broker experience.
Makes sense.
Because it does make sense, because a lot of agents are coming through this past boom market and realizing, well, you know, which effectively ended 3 years ago, and they're not realizing, well, I'm not as financially well off or haven't experienced level of success that I thought I would at this point in my life. And so maybe I need to take a look at my brokerage situation. And guess what you do? And the rest of you are realizing that you need to start evolving. You've been like, oh, I've been in this brokerage for so long. It's comfortable. You know, everyone knows my name. I don't really have to, you know, I'm usually one of the top agents in the office. I'm kind of comfortable and complacent. Well, what's happened because of the commission sharing lawsuits and some of the other things we're going to be sharing with you guys today is those businesses, those brokerages for the most part, aren't really viable anymore. Most brokers, the old joke in real estate, and by the way, this joke's been around forever. Most, you know, if you want to become broke, become a real estate broker. You know, different variations of that. But it is true. And even more so now, because again, a lot of the changes that are happening as pertains to buyer agent commission. So no matter where you are in the real estate, in your real estate career, new agent, seasoned agent, team member, brokerage, you really need to be taking a hard look at eXp Realty. It's one of the best moves, if not, it's certainly one of the best three business decisions Julie and I ever made, aligning with eXp Realty in 2019. And it's something you need to have your eyes open to. It creates multiple sources of income. So let's say your home sales slow down. Oh, that's never happened before, right? Let's just say, for example, maybe interest rates spike or whatever, but you've got multiple sources of income so that you're not really experiencing the hardship that most agents and brokers are right now because all their income was dependent on home sales. eXp Realty has so many different lead generation platforms, a luxury real estate, health insurance. How about, you know, international relocation and domestic relocation leads, all kinds of amazing ways that you could be building your real estate business, whether you're a single agent or whether you're a team. But I see a lot of the folks that I've been having join us in just the last couple of weeks have been primarily, there's two batches, new agents, a lot of new agents, but also agents with teams and small to medium-sized brokers.
Sure.
Those are the conversations. Matter of fact, we have an active conversation going on with a brokerage with 2,000 agents. Now, why would they want to move over at that size? Because guess what? It's a hell of a lot less liability, a lot less risk, and believe it or not, more profit for the owners and for the individual agents when they're part of the eXp Realty. It is really that different of a business model. So definitely explore what is out there for you because it is going to be the next natural step. And a lot of you have been complacent in your decision where to hang your license. This change, all these changes in the marketplace should give you permission, mental, emotional permission to take a hard reset so you can have a different financial outcome going forward. And the easiest way to learn more about eXp Realty is scroll down below in the show description. You can learn more about our eXp Realty group. Julie and I have about 3,500 agents in mostly the United States and I think 4 different countries, but you can scroll down below and look at the information about our eXp Realty group. It's called Libertas. Or if you're ready to join and you're looking for a sponsor, or if you just want to have a conversation about eXp Realty, please do text me directly at 512-758-0206. 512-758-0206. Don't call, do text. 512-758-0206. And we'll have a conversation and I'll ask you a series of questions and you'll answer those questions and we'll determine whether EXP is the next natural step for you, which by the way, it will be. I'm just foreshadowing that conversation. So Julie, let's get back to the 15 new success rules for this new real estate market.
Well, is it possible to be outrageously successful starting now? It is, but only when you follow these 15 rules of success. Now, we're not going to do all 15 today. This is a two-part podcast series, but take the guesswork out of real estate and drill down on what matters most. Whether you're experienced, grizzled, new or newer, or maybe just feeling stuck, these 15 rules apply to you. But first, the facts. According to the National Association of Realtors, 87% of realtors fail within their first 5 years or less. On the other hand, the top 1% of real estate agents in the U.S. make over $500,000 in income each, while the median income is about $50,000. Keep in mind that it only takes, on average, about 5 sales per year to make that $50,000.
You know what's interesting?
And most of you can do that working part-time.
What's interesting about that is I think to be the top 1% of income earners in the United States is $336,000 a year.
I think that's right, yeah.
So to be the top 1% of all agents, you have to earn $500,000 per year, mm-hmm. almost 50% more. That's fascinating.
Yeah, well, it tells you that you did the right thing getting your real estate license, that you have that opportunity to do that, right? So 20% of licensees make up 80% of closed real estate transactions. 20% of agents make more than $200,000 yearly. The only question you should ask yourself is, which percentage will you be?
Those are NAR statistics, Julie?
Yes.
Okay. So that's based on 1.6 million agents or 1.5
Correct.
Million agents. So that's an enormous number.
It is. It absolutely is. And there's another number in there, which is roughly 50% of agents sell between 0 and 1 home per year. So if you find yourself stuck, let's do something about it. Let's talk about these 15 rules, which again are not just for new agents, but for all agents. And then you can be in the top 10% or better. If you choose to wing it and just see how it goes, you'll probably wind up in that 87% who fail in the first 5 years or less. And we can't let that happen to you.
And there's agents that fail. Like, what's failing? I guess we could define it. Failing is in people who no longer actively selling real estate and don't renew their licenses.
Yeah.
But some of you have been in the business for longer than five years and you're not selling any real estate. Are you succeeding or are you failing based on what your original goal was when you got your real estate license? Why is it? And that's what, again, Julie pointed this out, but that's what 50% of the National Association of Realtors, you know, what the 800,000 or whatever the number is, mm-hmm. they're not selling anything. Oh, a little, you know, information for all of you. There's rumored to be another million agents out there that are not members of National Association mm-hmm. of Realtors. Because remember, like if you're commercial, you don't have to be a member of NAR, things like that.
Right.
And then there's some people that are just not members of NAR.
Some people are investors. They're doing one-off deals.
Exactly.
Maybe they got licensed to do one purchase for themselves.
Yeah. That's all that. You know. So, you know, if you look at the true number of agents that are active, it's probably realistically 800,000.
I would say that sounds about right based on these stats. Differing levels of active, so adjust accordingly. But here's your next mantra, your daily, maybe hourly affirmation starting now. And many coaching clients have said they've adopted this. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. That means you're not blaming the commission lawsuit. You're not blaming all of these other things, the interest rates, whether it's snowing outside. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. So let's start with part one of our 15 success points. Number one, and you just talked about this, your brokerage matters. Choose your broker wisely if you're newly licensed, or upgrade as soon as possible if you're not happy where you are. I'll add another flavor. You mentioned a lot of the calls that you're getting, newer agents, teams, you know, brokerages. Another category I've heard this week is agents who feel like they're not getting any leadership on this NAR commission thing.
Well, that, and there's agents that honestly have never learned how to generate their own leads.
Yeah.
And were dependent on their, you know, team or their broker providing them leads. And now they're not, the leads they're getting are much less quality. And mm-hmm. maybe their team leader or broker is beating on them as to why they're not converting more of those leads. And you guys are right. The leads are crappy quality by comparison to what they were maybe 3 years ago. It's because a lot of the lead generation portals are selling those leads to more than one agent. But also, here's something, I don't know if you guys have ever thought about it, but if you're buying leads from a source, or if your broker or office manager or your team leader is buying leads, those leads, this is convoluted, but follow me, the leads that they're buying, they probably bought from another lead selling source. So there might be a platform, let's call it Zillow. Actually, Zillow is not a good example because they actually do a good job tracking the life cycle of their leads. But there might be a, you know, some place where somebody fills out information, winning information about homes for sale in a particular geographic area, let's just say. So then what happens is one of the people buying those leads is actually another company that's then going to package up those leads and then resell them. So by the time you get the lead, it's been sold potentially dozens, if not hundreds of different times. And that's assuming that lead doesn't get sold to people selling home-related things. Because a lot of times when those leads are bought, or those leads are generated, then let's say it's generated for the sake of a real estate transaction. Well, that same lead's going to be sold then to a, who knows what, a moving company, an insurance company, a window covering company. You guys get it? So the leads that you guys are getting right now, because of the list brokers and all these, the way the list lead, the lead selling stuff has actually evolved to, are crappier quality. It's not just you. And I have unfortunate news for all of you. And Julie and I are working on a podcast about this. We talked about this on a podcast, I think, 2 weeks ago. All of that is going to be forcibly changed because the FTC has passed new rules as pertains to online lead generation. And you're thinking that the lead quality you get now is bad. Well, I got good news for you. A lot of those bad leads are no longer going to be sold, but the leads that are going to be left, the really good ones, are going to be extraordinarily expensive. If you're a Zillow Flex agent, you're paying 40% referral fee before you're all your own expenses on those buyer leads. Expect the numbers to increase when you're buying buyer leads. So the moral of the story is your brokerage matters. eXp Realty actually gives you multiple different sources of lead generation, but really at the end of the day, be a proactive lead generator and never buy a lead, because if it's buyer leads you're chasing, guess what? For every one listing you take, you'll generally be able to, you know, create at least 15 to 20 different buyer leads. Maybe five of those leads are really good. Learn how to be a proactive lead generator is the big takeaway. And that's, by the way, what we teach you in Premier Coaching. One of the main things we're always going to hopefully have you understand is the importance of being a listing agent. For more information about Premier Coaching, in which you can join for the first 30 days for free, just go to premiercoaching.com or click the link below to learn more about Premier Coaching. We talk about it every single day on the podcast. It is the next natural step for all of you. When you join Premier Coaching, you'll have immediate access to all of our scripts. The first level, you won't believe what you get for free for the first 30 days. So just go to premiercoaching.com or scroll down and click the link below.
All right, point number two, our success strategies here. Commit to earning while you learn and be learning all the time. You don't have to be perfect to be productive. You must take action from day one to build your skills quickly, and you have to make five times the effort you think to get the results you're looking for. Note to self, the best people, for example, the best people to role play with are actual prospects with actual homes to sell. You can learn while you earn. You don't have to be perfect at this. And one of the things that we know all of you are having to commit to learning immediately is your buyer presentation, which a couple of podcasts ago we talked all about. So don't wait, always be learning.
Julie, define what you mean by 5X the effort. What does that specifically mean?
Yeah, well, so for example, you might think, well, I got to talk to my database, right? That's true. And maybe I feel like I do that. I mean, I make a few calls a week. But what if you did that every single day instead of only when you felt starving for leads?
Well, even, yes, that. And so do it. Follow a schedule. Make the number of contacts that your real estate treasure map, which is your fill-in-the-blank business plan, you know, essentially outputs for you to make. But really what 5X means is follow the conversation outline, aka script we give you when pre-qualifying. Really what it means is always intentionally having conversations with folks that ends with, oh, by the way, who do you know that's thinking about buying or selling real estate that I should be helping? In other words, go out there and make yourself uncomfortable on a regular basis until you get to the point where having intentional real estate conversations no longer is uncomfortable. It's normal and natural. That's where you have to push yourself. Because in a market like this, as we're transitioning to what we believe is going to be one of the greatest long-term housing booms of all time, it only makes sense. We did a podcast 3 days ago about why we think that's true, 8 reasons why we think we're entering into one of the best housing markets ever. If you want to make the most of that, you're going to have to actually earn the right to be part of that boom, and that's going to require 5X the effort. It's going to require you becoming 5 times more skilled, more dedicated, more focused, more intense with the work that you do.
Very well put. Point number three has 2 parts to it. The first one we talked a little bit, actually a lot about on yesterday's podcast, curating your center of influence, your sphere of influence, and expanding it daily. These are the people who you already know. They already know, love, and trust you. So they're almost always, for new agents, your first 3 to 5 transactions. But then when communicated with regularly, should become a steady stream of business reaching past those first several deals. Now, that's the first part. We talked about that extensively yesterday. The second part is when you are actually speaking with them, always have some talking points. Bring something of value to those conversations, whether they're on the phone or they're face to face. Where do you get that information? Obviously, this podcast, we talk about changes nonstop. Your board of realtors sends you a monthly newsletter. For some of you that's sitting in your spam, you've never opened it, get used to opening it and reading it. List Reports is great. Housing Wire is great. Google alerts for your local housing market news. I know we have that set up for the markets we have rentals in and coaching clients in.
HarrisRealEstateDaily.com, our newsletter. We're going to be including all the information for that, you know, all the statistical analytical information in addition to our long form notes, in addition to a lot of other stuff, like we're going to be including long form 60 to 90 minute interviews with some of the top producing agents in the country, a lot of which, by the way, are part of our eXp Realty group. So all of that's going to be available to you at HarrisRealEstateDaily.com.
So what are the things that you can be talking about when you make your calls, when you run into somebody at Orange Theory? Well, are rates going up or down? What's going on with new construction? Maybe there's new construction right across the street to talk about. How many days does it take to sell a home in your market? What types of mortgages are most attractive in today's market? Provide value and be a problem solver. And we have also systematically given you many talking points about the commission lawsuits, what was fact and what was fiction. We did a podcast about that. So of course, that's going to be a talking point. Number four, understand what makes you money in real estate and spend 90% of your time on those activities. Proactive lead generation, furiously fast lead follow-up, pre-qualifying using a proven script, presenting, negotiating, and closing. Now, all of those are important, but your most important skills are, of course, proactively generating leads, making sure you follow up immediately, and present so that you win their business. Once you know the process, you can hire somebody to process your transactions. That's okay. Get a transaction coordinator. When you get great at lead generation, the rest of the list really does take care of itself.
When you get great at proactive lead generation, the rest of the list takes care of itself. You only have to get really good at three things, arguably four things. Julie just gave you six, but the reality of it is if you get really good at proactive lead generation, really good at pre-qualifying, really good at presenting, and really good at furiously fast lead follow-up, the other things arguably negotiating too, but the other things you can largely delegate. Because if a really good proactive lead, a great agent, great at doing proactive lead generating, mm-hmm. great at pre-qualifying and great at presenting, really can be marginal at the other things and still be one of the top producing agents in the country.
Well, this is one of the things that's most common with coaching clients incoming to our elite program is they'll get to a certain point of business. Like they're used to doing 3-4 transactions per month, but they're still doing a lot of the work themselves. And we help them free themselves from that last part, the transaction coordination, some of the day-to-day stuff that they can hire somebody for and then boost their business to maybe another 2 transactions per month.
The other thing I'm seeing, I see this for the when I'm calling some of these brokers and these big teams with the free EXP because they're wanting to move over, mm-hmm. is they never learn how to do proactively generating.
Right.
They've always and only been buying leads. Mm-hmm. So when I tell them to, you know, actually have your agents or you have meaningful conversations following our, you know, script, AKA conversation outlines, they're petrified because they've never done it before.
Yeah.
And many times they don't want to admit that they don't know how to do it mm-hmm. because it's embarrassing for them to have to go back to ground zero
sure.
and relearn and admit that they're, you know, in that consciously incompetent phase. But that's where all of us have to go frequently in order for us to get better.
That's right. Very well put. And, you know, I do hear those conversations. This is exactly how it goes. Point number five, understand the spokes in the wheel model. Choose your lead generation spokes wisely and work them daily. Focus mainly on people who clearly have the desire to sell their homes and supplement with regular communication to your database. Here's our favorite list of spokes, which everybody can utilize. Don't just choose one and be a one spoke wonder. Work multiple spokes. Spokes are simply avenues of business that you are pursuing. Some people are one-spoke wonders. They only know how to buy leads. Well, that's not sustainable, is it? So some of our favorite combinations, sphere of influence. These are people in your database. We just talked about that. And, you know, friends, family, neighbors, if you're not talking to them, you don't know who's becoming an empty nester, relocating, having another baby, wanting to build, considering buying a rental. Your database can be a gold mine when you communicate regularly. Next, we have open houses. Absolutely a hot lead generator in today's tight for inventory market. One of the best things about having low inventory is that you can get 100 people to an open house.
And by the way, you don't have to have a listing to hold an open house. Ask right. another agent in your marketplace, or ideally your broker, depending on your, you know, frankly, some brokers don't want you guys holding open houses that aren't part of the same brokerage. But open houses are a gold mine, whether you have listings or not. A lot of you are moving towards becoming listing agents. That's the reason you're joining Premier Coaching. Well, you know, one of the open houses are an awesome way to meet the neighbors.
Yeah,
follow our open house plan, which is part of Premier Coaching.
Well, you know, one of the great open house strategies our clients are pursuing now is holding builder spec homes open, because then you have all these people coming in. You can only sell that house once. You've got models down the road. You can take them, work with the new build rep, and have a sale within, you know, practically minutes, right? Okay, so next on our list of spokes, unrepresented owners, those are called for sale by owners. They're already handing you their phone number. You guys love to complain about not getting phone numbers, but can't excuse that on for sale by owners. It's on their sign. Most FSBOs give up after the second weekend if the home hasn't sold. And many unrepresented or FSBOs are also buyers. So that's why we like that spoke. Expireds, older expireds, withdrawns, temporarily off the market listings. Targeted door knocking, especially for your buyers that have specific needs in specific neighborhoods. And of course, new build salespeople with resale leads that they don't list themselves.
We teach you over 20 different sources like that in Premier Coaching, and we can go on and on. We've done so many podcasts.
Yeah, those are just our favorites.
Right, those are our favorites. Because guess what? None of those things charge you any fees. You could do all this stuff with differing levels of skill. None of it, none of the skill required is anything that will take you maybe practicing it three or four times. And as Julie just said, make sure your role play partners are actual, you know, humans that might say yes. You'll be shocked when you're, you know, calling a for sale by owner for the first time or knocking on the door for the first time. You're going to be full of fear, full of all kinds of confusing emotions. Even in that mental emotional state, you'd be shocked how frequently that first door, that first FSBO, first time you ever delivering a script is going to result in you taking a listing, because agents don't have the courage to actually have direct contact with consumers anymore. They're trying to do everything digitally and passively. You actually did go knock on their door. You did follow our system. You're going to take that listing. And if you don't, you learned a lot. And by the time you get around to knocking on that second door, calling that second for sale by owner, you are 100% better than you were on the first one. That's how you fast pace your growth. Put yourself under pressure. That's called doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level.
And you really only need that first win to get yourself addicted, because then you know you can do it.
Well, how about this? You're going to go and solicit a for sale by owner, and the for sale by owner is going to list with you. And let's say it's a $400,000 house. And let's say the next house they want to buy is $1 million. They're interested in new construction. You've just made how much money, dear listener? You guys get my point?
Because you made some effort and were somewhat good at it.
Yes, exactly.
Right? And then the next one's better.
By the way, you're going to sell their listing to your own buyer. Did I mention that?
Exactly. Then they're going to become, after they buy that $1 million house, they'll be a repeat customer 2 years from now.
So the total value, if you sell their listing, that's $400,000, you essentially double in that. That's $800,000. They bought something for you that's $1 million. You've just done almost $2 million to the real estate off one door. And yet, what do you guys want to do? You want to go work on your branding or your marketing or make a bunch of videos.
And wait and
hope and pray that some lead's going to be sent to you that you're going to have to be forced to pay 40% referral fee. Do you guys understand where Julie and I are coming from? We are practical and tactical. We want you to help people. We want you to make money. We don't want you to wait around, because waiting around results in you becoming a real estate roadkill.
Also, we did all of this. There's that. Okay. Point number six, commit to profitability. Don't blow your money on the three worst B's: buying buyer leads, building your brand, or building a team. You don't need to do any of these things to be successful or profitable. In fact, concentrating on those things can drive your profitability into the ground. Are you constantly thinking about profitability? Are you tracking whether you're on track, ahead, or behind? Or are you just kind of seeing how the year turns out?
We are advocates of teams. Don't get us wrong, but we're not advocates of unprofitable teams. And as we talk about on this podcast, and we'll be talking about it more on the podcast, with the advent of AI that's going to be perfect for teams, and I hate to tell you this, dear listener, if you're a team member who's in a supportive role, chances are you're not going to have a job in a year, because you're going to be replaced with a customer service widget that does the job just as good, if not better than you. A pre-qualifying AI that does the job just as better, you know, the whole thing. Everything's going to change really, really fast. And generally speaking, the jobs that are going to replace the quickest are going to be the ones that are in that supportive role. The jobs that won't be able to be easily replaced are the high touch jobs, are the ones that are going to require skill. You can't get an AI to truly replace you, can you, Mr. Team leader or individual agent or broker? You are the one that has all the value. So in the future, as in this year, the things that cost you the most, i.e. your staff, if you choose to replace them with AI, that will be available to you. We're going to be talking more about that on this podcast.
Yes, and in the newsletter. Yep. Okay, number seven, pay yourself first. 10% to your savings, at least, 20% to your tax account, and the rest to your operations account. Save more if possible right from the beginning. And if you are, you know, 5-10 years in, start today with your next transaction. Don't mix these accounts and don't get behind on your taxes. Most common mistake is when our coaches ask, you know, how are you doing on your taxes? Well, I've got a savings account for that. Is that your real savings or is that dedicated tax money? So get serious about that. Number eight, don't seek or take advice from unqualified fake coaches. Free YouTube advice, Facebook surveys, and salespeople trying to sell you stuff don't have your best interest at heart, and they don't have the authority or experience to advise you.
Right. And we've talked many times about essentially the filters that you have to run everyone through when you're deciding who you're going to hire as a coach. There's a video on YouTube about that. But really, the bottom line with point number eight is be incredibly, incredibly picky who you listen to for any kind of advice. And Julie's got a great analogy about landing a plane if you're even like a half degree off.
That's right. You just put me on the spot on that one. But pilots will tell you that, you know, they're following their instruments. If you feel like you know where the airport is and you're just off by, I think it's for every 1 degree off, you end up being 200 miles past where your destination was.
Something insane.
It's crazy. And that's just 1 degree. What if you're off by 2 degrees? You could be in a different state.
And like if you're landing the plane and you're listening and you're following, like one of your instruments are off and the wind's blowing you in the wrong direction. I mean, you're trying to land in Florida and you land in California. I mean, that's an extreme example, but you get the point. When you go and watch somebody on YouTube or watch one of these fake coaches because you didn't actually take the time to qualify them, have they sold real estate before? Have they sold over 100 homes before? Have they sold over 100 homes for 5 years in a row? Have they actually performed over 100,000 paid coaching calls before? Those four filters, if you're not running people through those filters, you're going to end up with basically someone that's going to get you off just a couple degrees, and it won't show up right away. Maybe not even this year, but it will 3 to 5 years from now. If you're suffering right now, financially, mentally, emotionally, it's probably because you put something in place and you've been doing something that didn't work in the first place and certainly doesn't work now. And these fake coaches, they don't just say they're fake, that they're fake coaches. You have to ask the damn questions. You're going to have to decide, because everybody and their brother calls themselves a coach. Well, what makes you qualified to call yourself a coach? Why do you, you know, how many coaching calls have you done? How long have you been in the business? How much real estate have you sold? Is coaching your primary focus? You have to really drill down and be incredibly choosy who you're going. You guys spend more time choosing who's going to roof your house than who you listen to for business and life advice, don't you? I mean, you guys realize there is an enormous industry that is sprung up about 5 or 6 years ago that coaches non-coaches to be coaches. I don't know how else to say it. There is an enormous industry of people that will coach you to be a coach so that you can build your coaching business. Coaching wannabe coaches, how to be coaches, if you followed all that, is a bigger business than actually coaching. So that tells you that there's a lot of unqualified coaches out there coaching a lot of people to be further unqualified as coaches, right? I take a bunch of classes from an unqualified coach on how to be a coach, and I call myself a coach. Does any of that make sense to you?
No. Especially if they haven't, you know, actually sold real estate, your first filter. So be careful who you're listening to, guys. And I have to say, keeping this, I know that what's on their mind for the commission lawsuits thing, for example, there's so much misinformation out there from both agents as well as the media. You have to be extra careful what you're believing, especially as we go through this transition getting closer to July.
You can hear when someone's fake when you have the opportunity to compare them to somebody who's not fake.
Right, but you have to have that comparison or you won't know the difference.
So hopefully you guys are listening to this information on our podcast and our videos, especially coaching clients, and you're comparing it to some of the other things, and you are immediately seeing the enormous difference that only comes from actually having done this for 20 years and Julie and I having done hundreds of thousands of coaching calls, not to mention having sold real estate at an incredibly high level for almost a decade.
And 5,000 podcasts.
Exactly, right, more than that now. Yeah, so you can tell the difference, can't you? Well, you got to be that picky when you're choosing your broker, when you're choosing mentors, when you're choosing your coaches, all of that. because it really matters. The compounding effect of a bad decision is just as powerful as the compounding effect of a good decision. So be careful who you listen to, what you read, what you consume. In the meantime, guys, thank you for keeping this number one listen to daily podcast for real estate professionals in at least the United States. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.